How's it going, gentlemen? Today's video is going to be exclusive only for Meta.tv, Odyssey, and Rumble. Grab your bag of popcorn because shit is about to get real. Listen, like 10 years ago, I started learning about these celebrities and sports figure in Hollywood and how these people operate, especially with the satanic cults and shit like that has been going on for quite some time. I thought it was bullshit at the beginning, but then once you get in that rabbit hole, and you learn the history about Hollywood, you learn the history about Walt Disney and who he was connected with, one of the Satanists of California, first Satanist church, and there's a lot of things that happens. But let me tell you something. These people, they do practice this human sacrifice. You know, it's true shit. I'm going to give you the latest example with the Baldwin situation and that lady got killed. That is a sacrifice, a human sacrifice. The other one is what happened in Houston in the concert. So I became very knowledgeable when I see videos, music videos, when I see these awards, and when I see different things. There's a lot of symbolism. I learned to recognize the symbolism within these 10 years that I've been, you know, following this this crazy shit. So I want to take in this video that took place on the weekend. On Houston, a concert out there, and you're gonna see the symbolism. So this video explains some of this Satanist symbolism that's out there, and it's and the human sacrifice they do. There's many celebrities, but I don't have the liberty at the time to do this right now. I just want to show this video briefly so you guys be aware of what the fuck is going on. Like I would say, peace, state met top. I'll definitely catch your next podcast, live stream, or video.
Healthy society is built upon the balance between competition and cooperation, where cooperation is often simply not harming each other. Today's laws, based on Christian ideology, compel us to restrain our animal selves. Satanism is the opposition to this balance. It seeks to destroy Christian ideology so that the law is written by the ruthless. Because ruthlessness is their only advantage. In a healthy society, those who seek to feed off of others are forced into hiding. But today, they are hiding no more. After decades of it being injected into pop culture media, we are becoming all too familiar with the satanic rituals these miscreants love to celebrate. Whatever actually happened at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival, it was clearly designed as a satanic ritual. There are different names of gods who demand human sacrifice, but Moloch has been the most popular, and we can see the obvious depiction at Astroworld, where people could symbolically volunteer to ritually sacrifice themselves into the mouth of Moloch. But the real symbolism can be seen on stage, the spiraling portal, with non-human entities and flames emerging from it. The same ritual we've seen at the Gothard Base Tunnel opening ceremony in 2016, where a portal was opened and demonic entities were unleashed. The same ritual made famous by Aleister Crowley, the birth of the Antichrist, the Amalantra working, the cross being fed into the portal of hell. In other words, the death and destruction of humanity as we know it. The coal. Depopulation. 8 people died and dozens were rushed to the hospital, with at least 11 suffering from heart attacks. Victims as young as 9 years old. Videos show several people having seizures and collapsing. A security guard claims that someone stuck him with a syringe, and rumors have resulted that people were drugged. But isn't it more likely, given that these are the same reactions we have been seeing from the experimental jabs, that they are one and the same? Statistically speaking, if you get enough of the vaxxed in one place, injuries like this will occur. The entire world has become rife with human sacrifice, and these rituals are likely meant to give themselves the illusion of legitimacy. But they are merely the rotten parasites in an otherwise humane world. The real concern is that their anti-human culture is going mainstream. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.